Spring is so full of welcome new arrivals that it's hard to even imagine having a favorite, but one of the sounds I eagerly anticipate every year is the chip of the yellow-rumped warbler. Yellow-rumps are the first warblers to return north each spring. Birds that winter in the southern United States return before those that winter entirely down in Central and South America. More tropical warblers, like the Black Burnian and the Black-throated Green Warblers, don't bother to cross Mexico until they're sure it's really spring across the border. Their migration is triggered by day length, which, unlike unseasonably warm weather, is constant from one year to the next. Some yellow rumps winter as far south as Panama, where they're flourishing in second growth areas and slashes, unlike warblers that need the rainforest habitat, which aren't faring nearly as well. Many yellow rumps, though, go only as far as the central United States, and occasionally one even winters in Wisconsin or Minnesota. Yellow rumps follow warmth, returning to an area as soon as a few aquatic insects emerge. If a cold spell comes, yellow rumps don't head south again. They can survive for several days, eating berries and seeds if it gets too cold for insects. Sometimes they even show up at feeders. When I started birding back in East Lansing, Michigan, a lot of my friends called the yellow-rumped warbler the butterbutt. It's an appropriate nickname. There are several other warbler species that have yellow rump patches, but the patch is most conspicuous on the butterbutt. Adult males are handsome birds with bright yellow epaulets and a yellow crown stripe, a rich black face mask, and pretty black, gray, and white markings. Females and fall immature males are much browner and duller, but you can usually pick out at least a trace of the yellow epaulets, and the rump is conspicuous in all plumages. The most diagnostic feature is its chip note. Once you get familiar with that, you can call out a positive identification of a yellow-rumped warbler as it flies 100 yards above you. This kind of quick ID amazes and astounds your non-birding friends, and if you casually toss out the species' scientific name, Dendroica coronata, word will quickly spread about your superior knowledge of the avian world. Yellow rumps nest in the north woods, in coniferous or mixed forests. During the nesting season, they're easier to hear than see. They stick pretty close to the treetops most of the time. The problem with their song is that it's a nondescript trill, like a junco or a chipping sparrow might sound after root canal surgery. They nest as far north as the timberline in Alaska and Canada, so the ones that stay with us are actually the soft and spoiled southerners of the species. Yellow rumps are by far the most abundant migrating warbler that we see in the Northland. This past fall, over 20,000 warblers were counted flying over the Lakewood Pumping Station up the shore a ways from Hawk Ridge, and most of the identifiable ones were yellow rumps. During foggy spells, they migrate low and hang out on beaches and lawns. Birders always look forward to fog for abundant birds. If you've never had a chance to get a good look at a yellow-rumped warbler, try watching for one the next time fog socks you in. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.